happy Thursday to you. I hope you have a lovely day as we continue on with your teachings from It's Time For Me. And this week's teaching has been all around the inner child. So I've been getting you to look at whether your inner child is in the driver's seat, if it is causing sabotage or limiting beliefs in your life or holding you back. And also I talked a little bit yesterday about how, you know, you can bring out good aspects of your inner child in the sense of the playfulness, the imagination, and all those parts of ourselves that are younger that we often forget, the creativity and, you know, great imagination. So today I wanted to look at gentle ways that you can start to work on maybe looking at healing the inner child. Okay, so I did mention yesterday that if for deeper work on this, you know, you may need to do some form of therapy with that or read some books. It's not something over the course of a week you're going to be able to clear, but if this is really just kind of tipping the surface of understanding it a little bit more and heightening your own awareness of what's really going on. So often when we think about the inner child and if it is in a place where it's sabotaging us or we're repeating patterns, maybe sabotaging behaviors, or we're suffering from low self-esteem, it really can be coming from a place where the inner child has wounds or has pain or trauma that need to be healed. And if I got you yesterday to think about a child and actually look at a child and imagine a little child's mind and how they're processing things, and if you wouldn't say something negative to a child, you shouldn't say it to yourself. So this is where we kind of come into our adult self and take responsibility and say, okay, I know, or you may get to know, that aspects of my inner child are here, aspects of myself are here, and I really, really want to start to clear this and not have these things limiting me and stopping me in this way. And the best way that you can do this is to start to recognize that those wounds are okay to have and that they can be cleared and they can be healed, okay? So one of the first things you could do is get a photograph of yourself at the particular age that maybe you have some of that pain, but an image that holds a really positive or happy memory where you look at the picture, you remember the time, you feel alive by it, you feel excited by it. Because one of the reasons for that is that it gets you to actually remember that there was good times, but to see you in a really positive space at that time. I remember, God, it's probably back in 2010, I was having sessions of healing done, and a lady asked me to do this. And I got a picture of myself out, and it reminded me of who I really was, like even from my natural hair color to, you know, I used to be really smiley and giggly and all those different things. And to remind myself in particular of all of the really good aspects of me. So even though we are an adult, that child version of us is still us. We're just grown up. So it's a really good way of doing that, is to get a photograph, and it's really nice, but a positive photograph from a positive time and a positive memory in your life. Another thing you can do is actually to start to create a dialogue. So that's to just really sit with your inner child. I do this in meditation. I literally just imagine myself, and I talked about this before, where I sit and I look, and I don't do it now because I've done a huge amount of work on this, but I would look at the inner child. I would talk to it and ask it how it's feeling, and why is it upset, and why is it feeling limited, and why am I sabotaging myself, and why am I letting them sabotage me? It's just really interesting to see kind of what comes up in that. Another thing you can do is, if there are these wounds or pains or things there from the inner child, you can actually imagine yourself as an adult nurturing the child, caring for the child, healing with the child, and bringing it to a place where, you know, that they can feel really good. And I suppose setting your inner child free, it's like telling them how things will be better, how your life has turned out, all the good parts of things that have happened, and really bringing yourself to a place where you're just nurturing them and creating a really positive space for them. This all might sound a little bit weird, but it's actually not, because every single one of us, whether you realize it or not, there will be aspects, whether it's small or whether it's big, there will be aspects of yourself being in a space where your inner child is definitely taking over. So you want to be able to heal that and to clear that. And there are just a few simple, easy ways that you can do that. So I look forward to connecting with you tomorrow, and have a lovely day.